What exactly is clutter? For some, it's three pieces of mail sitting on the kitchen counter. For those of us with ADHD, it's 3 feet of paper someplace where it does not belong. Sadly, as a woman with ADHD, you might be defining your self-worth by how much clutter you have lying about your home or workspace or even in your car. It becomes your obsession, your nemesis, your daily reminder that your life is out of control, that you haven't mastered the art of maintaining your living area and workspace like everyone else has by the time they are 16. You've probably heard comments such as these your entire life. Why can't she put her stuff away? Doesn't she care how it affects the rest of us? Why is she so lazy? What a pig. And you have most likely internalized these painful, derogatory, negative remarks over the years until they have slaughtered your self-esteem, making you wonder, what is wrong with me? Clutter and chronic disorganization combine to create a virtual hellhole for women with ADHD, a seemingly endless abyss that threatens to suck them down on a daily basis. The compromised executive functioning of the ADHD brain makes all things weigh in as equally important, thereby making sorting, selecting, and tossing a real challenge. Though seemingly mundane tasks are extremely challenging for the woman with ADHD, if she is partnered or married with children, she is quite often expected, as the home manager, to manage not only her own mass of papers and personal belongings, but also those of her children and spouse. This chapter offers insights into the underlying brain-based issues that contribute to clutter and disorganization, the resulting emotional issues that often go hand in hand with that clutter, and pragmatic, get-it-done solutions to help you manage the clutter beast and keep it in its cage.